touching nobody. We cool.
Hey, calm down.
Hey, man. Why you want to get eliminated? I'm not eliminated, but why you want to get kicked out, man? We just started. Come on, just start.
You gonna be cool?
I like you. Hey, wait. Give me one more chance. You gonna chill, man. Chill, bro. Come on, just chill, bro. Just chill.
Give her one more chance, please.
Matter of fact, come on the show. Fuck it.
Matter of fact, you won. Hey, now,
y'all, let's have a great stream and a great, y'all know, live show.
Hey, just one more. Hey, Jason. Hold on. Wait, one more chance.
Give her one more chance. Twin.
Bro, keep her.
Production's trying to overrule me, man.
Keep her.
I'm robbing the agent at the show.
All right, G League, how y'all feeling?
Yeah.
I gotta stop that. Man, let her come back up, bro.
Yeah. No, let her come.
Give her one more chance.
I know, but she gotta chill. Hey, just keep her back there. Let her watch back there, bro.
Kick her out.
All right, cool.
But move,
good. What up?
Now, listen, I'm not gonna lie. I know there's no fighting and shit, but you know I'm here to be messy, bitch, all right? So if anybody got belt to ass, I got me a belt. For anybody that needs some belt to ass, okay. I got this
man,
shit.
Hey, anybody with that belt. Be quiet. Lollipop want to talk, man.
Kick that bitch the fuck out for real. Right now.
No.
And give me the belt, too.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Now, it's been a lot of tension in the house. I feel like this is the time that you want to, like, you know, address anything in terms of, like, you know, how you feel about certain people that's already on the show or any beefs or anything. I mean, y'all was in the G League crib. I don't really know what's going on, but I kind of just want to facilitate that. You got something you want to say?
No, I'm just saying. I asked, you know, majority of the girls questions, anonymous questions, that they want to ask some of the girls on here. So I don't know if you want to start with that or you want to, however you want to do it.
Go ahead, majority, come on. They said we got to be out here. I said, damn, man, they going to try to mow.
Let's be okay. Good. So the first question was to Bronx. One of the girls in the house asked, why did you snap at Coco when you got eliminated?
Because I asked her if she was really here for DDG or put in an act. And I asked her, give me some reasons why she wanted him. And she said, because he's genuine. And I said, okay, we all know he's genuine. Give me more reasons. And as we can see today, it was proven what I asked.
Okay. All right, listen. Hold on. Wait.
Obviously, you want to be homeboy, Jay Sinko.
Come here.
Yeah, what did you say about Jay Sinko?
Scoot down.
Oh, okay.
Down.
Bitch, you worried about the wrong shit.
Okay. I got some.
Okay. You don't need no. Listen, we on the purple app, guys. No fighting.
There's no problem with Coco. All I did was ask a question. You feel me?
Wait, I got another question.
You was popping it.
I was being weird.
Okay,
so
what was you saying in the house? What was you saying in the house, though, about me?
What I said about you in the house?
Yeah, what was said?
Repeat it.
I'm asking you to repeat it.
No, what, if you heard what he said.
When he came over there yesterday, what did he say? What did you say about me?
I said, you know, if it's between other girls, I said, I mean, Coco do be on your dick.
Okay, but what did you say about my skin complexion?
Are you dumb? I never said nothing about your skin complexion.
Bitch, don't call me dumb. You're dumb.
I never said that.
You're dumb.
One thing about
dumb. You're dumb.
If you're going to say you're dumb, make sure you get your ass straight.
You're dumb for saying that you want to suck an STD out of somebody's dick, bitch.
I think we should move.
Okay, one over. Talk with facts. I would not say.
Let's do a switch. Let's do a switch around. Switch around. Okay.
All right.
We're on purple. We're on purple.
They're not.
All right. I got a question. That I seen.
Girl, I'm Dominican. I'm Black Dominican. Don't.
Oh, she's gonna fight.
Come on now.
I got a question for Pontiac.
What Pontiac?
Pontiac. Now I seen you was sitting close to Coco. That's unfortunate because I heard that you said that she wasn't DDG's type. Now, maybe was it because how her hairstyle or what she wears, or maybe was it because her skin color? I'm just being messy, bitch. I'm just asking.
No.
She's a beautiful dark-skinned woman.
Okay, first off, I'm not a fucking colorist. I don't know who the fuck started that shit. I'm brown-skinned as fuck. I got sisters that's dark-skinned as fuck. I'm not a colorist. That don't even make fucking sense.
We have a clip. Let's restart the clip. Restart the clip. We have a clip. Everybody be quiet. Be quiet. In 3, 2, 1, be quiet.
I wish I would have said Coco instead of Bronx.
That's you. 4K.
Fuck.
That's you.
Let her talk.
Let me talk. Okay. Can I talk? My bad, hold on. Since there's a video of her saying that, I'd pay right now $1,000 if somebody could find the video when I said it like her skin color. Right now, put it up. If I ever said that. I didn't say that.
Okay.
I did not say that, bro.
Pontiac, go ahead. Okay. Get your bars off.
So can I talk, you guys? Can I speak? Okay. No, I'm not a hater at all. I'm just looking out for Daryl. Daryl's best interest is, well, I won't call her a bitch, but this young lady is kind of fake. I'm not going to lie. Why is it people, can you be quiet? Can I talk? Why is it people calling me? I have like people in my DMs, fans, texting me like, oh, Coco is fake. I have proof in my phone. That's why I was looking at my phone. No, I can look at my phone right now. Proof. I have videos, 3 videos of this bitch being.
Hey, put it.
Okay, what was fake? What did I do that was fake? Fuck it. What did I do?
I can look at my phone.
You got it?
I mean, no, explain it.
You got it.
We got so many legs.
Wait.
Lollipop.
Wait. Okay, let me get this question off real quick. Pontiac, while you still got the mic, listen. Another question from a couple of the ladies in the house. They wanted to know, why didn't you have the same energy when you first came in versus when you got eliminated?
Because, first off, the first 2 days, shut the fuck. I mean,
keep going.
Can you be quiet?
We're on the purple app.
First 2 days, I was just like super like, oh my God, this is a new experience. I was shy or whatever. And then I'm sleeping next to these girls. Why would I? That don't even make sense. Why would I start drama with girls? Like, that don't even make sense. So when I got eliminated, I spoke the truth. Whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, let's move on.
You're gonna do another question?
I mean, let Rich cook. Okay, Cinnabon, I have a couple girls in the house. They wanted to know, why are you here if you was talking about having Blueface baby last year?
What's the question? Hello?
They said, why are you here if you was talking about having Blueface baby last year?
Because I fuck with DDG, and I think he fine as fuck, and he's sexy. And I could be here because he wanted me to be here. I can be here because he wanted me to be here. If he knows that
at the end of the day, I feel like new year, new nigga. Can she not have a new nigga? Girl, God damn.
I don't know what response was that, but I fuck with it. It was
I
cool.
Like that.
Next person, Sky Top. A couple of girls in
the house. Make sure y'all block the girls when they answer any questions.
Sky Top, a couple of girls in the house wanted to know, have you ever been with any of DDG friends?
No. Mind your business. Fuck
hey,
you.
Rich, the lie detector's gone, brother. Okay.
These are the questions the girls wanted to know.
Okay.
I'm just the middleman.
All right.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Hey, man, free Blueface, nigga.
Free my nigga Blueface, man. For
free
sure.
Blueface to his backwards, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, so basically, I don't know if y'all heard Rich, but Rich went around and asked the girls individually questions to ask. Like, they don't know, you know what I'm saying?
It's anonymous.
I don't know how to say that word. Right.
These girls in the house are passing on that. They want to ask somebody, so don't get mad at me. I'm just being a messenger. Coco, did you lie to security about provoking Jasmine in the dressing room? Give her the mic.
Yes.
Do you want to say why?
Honestly, I was about to crash out on her. I ain't gonna lie. I just had to pull her on her. I had to play victim real fast.
I don't ever play victim, and I don't understand lying and pulling a me on me because I'm not a liar. So I appreciate you telling the truth, but yeah, that was crazy. I'm glad y'all know the truth that she lied in the dressing room. So yeah.
I feel like you got some shit to get off your goddamn chest. It's been a long week for you. I don't know what you want to say, but just say it. I don't know. You got a question for her? Undertaker, a lot of girls in the house wonder, why do you pop your shit so much but scared to back it up?
First and foremost, I'm not scared. Secondly, I only speak when I'm spoken to. So if someone talks shit to me, I'm going to talk it back. And if you don't like my response and now you want to fight me, I don't have to do that. Don't bring that energy to me and I won't bring it back. Simply leave me the fuck alone.
And let me clear something up. The only thing that was like fabricated is, so wait, what was that? You told them that I was about to hit you with the mirror?
You pushed the mirror on me in the dressing room.
But you were actually about to throw the mirror at me.
Because you pushed the heavy-ass vanity mirror on me. So, yes, I'm going to
I actually pushed it on you?
Yes, yeah, sis.
I pushed it on you, so yeah. I hit you.
You didn't hit me. You pushed the vanity mirror on me, though.
So, it pushed on your
body. Did you or did you not push the vanity
mirror? Was it
mirror
in your hands or not?
Did you or did you
was
not?
Was it in your hands?
After you pushed it on me, sis.
Okay.
Let's not lie. You already admitted it. So, next question.
Okay.
Lulu. It's been brought to our attention that you went on TikTok and spoke on something about Undertaker. Do you want to talk about it?
So I was on my TikTok live today talking about me, and somebody in my comment section asked me about Undertaker. And yes, I defended her because I am Team Undertaker, and she does not provoke these girls. These girls say stuff to her, and she responds. You can't attack somebody and then be mad.
Let's keep her on the mic. Let's let her talk.
Let's keep it up. That girl don't go around starting shit. She don't walk up to nobody and start talking
shit.
Thank you. We not finna do that. We not gonna make it seem like she a problem. We not. And then also,
her clothes for tea. And then when she responded, her tongue is lethal. You can't talk shit to somebody, as in them talking shit to her. You can't talk shit to somebody, and then when they talk shit back to you, they talk so much shit back to you to the point that you want to fight. Her words is fighting words, arguing words. You can't talk shit to somebody and then be mad if they talk shit better than you to the point you want to fight. She never said nothing about Bubba's kid. What she said was Bubba was calling her ugly. Bubba said with your gap between your side teeth, and motherfucking Undertaker saying, bitch, go home to your kid. Mind you, I'm a mom of three, so we are here on this show. Somebody tell her, if she would have said that to me and said, go home to your kids, people like, bitch, you know what? You sure is the fuck right. I do have kids. I'm like, probably don't need to go. Like, it was never that deep for y'all to come with a narrative and put on like she just talked about any of her kids. She never said nothing about any of her kids. What she said was, bitch, go home. You have priorities. If y'all mad at that, y'all just stop. Because I'm from South Florida, and y'all hate the way we talk when we argue. Never really say nothing wrong. She never said nothing wrong to nobody. They always jewel, and she jeweled back, and not everybody mad. And what they was really mad about was because her words is fighting words. She say fighting words to people. Her tongue, her mouth so crazy. What you want?
Yeah, talking about somebody's kids and saying y'all look ugly, nappy-headed kid. That's talking about somebody's kids to me. Saying go home because you got a kid is not talking about somebody's child. And I stand on that. That's not.
At the end of the day, she said she don't know me, but it's like, how the fuck did you even know that I have a kid? And at the end of the day, I don't do that police shit, and it's already been said. Like, if somebody try to fight you, you're going to press charges. So that's that. You pussy. At the end of the day, that's that. I'm not a pussy. I'm not a pussy at all. I'm not a pussy. And how I know you have a kid is because you constantly talk about it at the house, at the warehouse.
And at the end of the day, you're still pussy. You don't
get it. No, I'm not, babe. I didn't talk about your child.
It doesn't matter. You should have brought it up. In the first place, you should have
brought it up. You don't talk about a woman's appearance. You don't talk about a woman's appearance.
I did.
No, and I said what I said.
I did, but you look like a pterodactyl, bitch.
Aw, look at you still. And you need to go home and go play with your child. Thank you.
Yeah, bitch, you need to get your ass.
Thank you.
You want to get active?
Hi.
You want to get active?
You're going to go to jail.
You're a pussy.
You're going to go to jail. You're a
police officer. At the end of the day, you're a police
officer. You're a hater.
All right. All right.
All right.
All right, y'all.
Everybody fight. Who got the best hands?
No. All right, listen. We got
nobody fight.
Now, when this camera come off, if that's what y'all want to do, I don't give a fuck. We have been looking on TikTok a lot lately, and True Religion has been stirring up a lot of stuff. They calling her. You got, what do you have to say?
Everything I said was true.
What you say?
Clocking, that's why my name true. Let me see. Undertaker, you were PC'd up. You did speak on her child, so you are pussy for that. Let me see. Lulu, she did speak on that child, and you was talking shit this whole time, but you waited till you got in here, huh? Shawty, I'm not the one. Play back the clip. Wait. Play that shit.
No. True Religion, keep talking.
Let me see. Who next? Pontiac, you're a colorist. That's that. And there's no beat. Now, you literally said DDG wouldn't be attracted to Coco. Why? Why wouldn't Coco? Why wouldn't DDG be attracted to that? Girl, boo, Coco bad as fuck. You have no reason to say that. Next.
Coco is very pretty.
Oh, cocky. You're a colorist, bitch. You're a colorist. Next. Who next?
Okay. She said she look like a mole rat.
Oh.
Mole rat ass, bitch. You small fry.
Yeah, you have no personality, bitch.
You bitches are the
boring. You're boring.
Next. Anyway, next. Who next? Hey, Tawana, if you ever want to know how you act, this is how you act.
I can never be mad over that.
Yeah.
All right.
Y'all want me to inflate that goddamn box of rain right now, man?
Yo.
No. It's okay.
I got a question for. Ooh, what you say?
I'm saying, Pontiac, you're ugly as fuck. You want somebody to bully? We can bully, bitch. I'll bully your ass on TV. How about that?
Keep going.
Shawty, you're ugly. I don't have nothing to say to an ugly bitch.
Yo, we love that.
You want to be like the pretty bitches here, stupid?
Yo, keep going.
No personality ass bitch.
I love it.
Talking about you gonna bring somebody, bring them bitches.
Yup, I like
all
that.
Them, even the bitch in the
car. All right, look, calm down. All right.
You're doing great.
My next question, come on. All
right, my question is for Lil Vicky. Hello, Vicky. A couple people brought to my attention. They've been seeing your TikTok repost and seem like you were low-key reposting a lot of shit about Miss Love. Relationships with the game, things about her hugging on Duke Dennis, things that don't even matter anymore. Now, out of respect to Miss Love, I love Miss Love, right? And you ain't gonna talk about Miss Love like that, all right? So, do you have any explanation for yourself?
I personally don't know anything about her, so I didn't realize the age gap when I posted what I posted, so I did remove that repost. I'm going to stand on the post with Duke Dennis because if we're bringing up other women's past and bringing up stuff from the past, then I feel like everybody else repost should. I just feel like if we're bringing up, you know what I mean?
But I will say this, okay? Vicky, that was unwarranted, unprovoked. India never said nothing disrespectful to you, ever.
No, but I was acting out of emotion, so if I disrespected you in any way, I want to apologize, but I did watch the clips back, and I in no shape, way, or form condone bullying of anybody sitting down on these chairs right now. I feel very disrespected just being in the cast and seeing the way that these women were spoken to, calling women losers, talking about women having a white tongue, or walking past our beds, talking about how they weren't made, or we had empty chip bags, like you're better than somebody. I would never move at 30 years old like I'm better than anybody sitting in these chairs. So...
Okay, but how are you standing up for the same thing that you're doing right now?
As in?
You are doing the same. You are standing up for something that you're doing right now.
Yes, because I don't condone bullying, and I feel as though we are regular people here. At the end of the day, I'm leaving here, and I'm going back to working two jobs. I'm a single mom, meaning I haven't seen my BD in 4 years. I do this every day by myself. You know what I mean? So it's just like, at the end of the day, we're all leaving this. So if nobody's worried about anybody's mental health and how it's going to affect them after this show,
all right, listen, No, because y'all are clapping up. No, that doesn't make
y'all
sense.
Y'all trying to say W's on this.
Listen, let me say this. Listen, the shade.
Go.
I'm saying is that me and you got into it, right? And the shade start posting that you got two jobs and they seen your baby daddy. How would you feel about the shade?
Shay didn't do anything to me, but when I'm looking at reposts of her calling us,
she didn't call you.
She's reposting stuff, calling us lame ass bitches, and but it's all of us. If you watch the repost, I'm a part of this cast. Everybody on this cast was a lame ass bitch. They were boring, boring ass bitches. That's what I woke up seeing. So I will apologize for acting out of emotion, but that was what was reposted by her.
All I'm saying is, look, Vicky, you can have whatever views you want to have, but from my understanding, India never said nothing disrespectful to you. I feel like that was very unprovoked. I don't think you need to play Miss Leader and Miss, I'm the leader of the Argue My Ball Girls. Like,
I would never
that was
play
very
leader.
Unnecessary. That's all I want to say. I'm not stopping nobody from popping their shit, but that was very, I was disappointed.
It wasn't me popping anything, but if we're bringing up clips of everybody else's past and clips from years ago or months ago, it's just like, why are those clips okay?
All right, next topic, next segment, come on.
You got some? I got a question for, fuck. I was going to say this right here, look.
All right, so another question in the house from the ladies. They wanted to ask Miss Bronx. They said, when you went on a date with DDG, how did you cry but no tears came out?
You was there with me. You saw tears or not?
She cried. I seen the water come out of her eyeball.
You stupid as fuck.
Okay.
No, honestly speaking, it was really emotional because like when you there and you like experiencing the whole thing, you get emotional, man. Like I'm a girl in the day. What the fuck? Like it was emotional.
You're just a girl. It's okay.
I got a question.
No.
Rich Cook.
I got another question. This question is for Skytop. A lot of girls want to know in the house.
What am I?
A lot of girls want to know in the house. Do you plan on keeping a tattoo? Do you plan on covering it up? What do you plan on doing with the tattoo?
First of all, fuck whoever worried about me or my pussy or my body. Whoever hating, you can speak up now. And I'm gonna fucking keep it, cause fuck it, it's my body.
Hey, Scott,
fuck,
like
fuck whoever press.
Tattoo, man. Fuck what
they thank you.
Shut up.
Thank you very much,
bro. You get a future with the same name as me. It's gonna make.
Yeah.
Or you might be the nigga named Charles. Yeah. And ask you a question about that shit.
Exactly. But we'll see. I mean, the shit. It ain't nothing to get it covered up. But for now,
you rocking out.
Fuck it.
How come you said you was gonna cover it when India was there, though?
You said what?
How come you said you was gonna cover it when India was here?
Okay, yeah.
You said you was gonna get a sticker on it. She said remove it. You said yes, ma'am.
I did not say fucking yes, ma'am, first of all.
I'm just
I did not say that mind. Shit. Look, it wasn't that serious to me. I don't gotta explain shit to no fucking body.
Okay.
I do what I want.
Mm.
So it's good. I don't gotta explain nothing to a BBO bandit.
Oh, okay.
This body natural, this body tea. Thank you.
All right, Lollipop, do you got anything that you wanna say?
Hey, how y'all ladies doing?
Oh shit.
We gonna go down the line like my girl Chewy did real quick. To the witch in the black. Girl, I need you to wrap it up. Go home. I'm so sick of your ass. I hate a bitch like you and Undertaker. Matter of fact, who I thought the villain was Undertaker, but bitch, you don't beat her. Like, real bad.
Damn.
I'm taking all the arguments I did with her. So if you felt like I was bullying Undertaker, right? Why did you wait? Hold on, let me talk. I let you talk, my nigga. Let me talk. I was in the house with you, but the moment I leave the crib, you got some shit to say. Now you want to be Captain Sabo.
First off, I didn't even know you and Undertaker had an issue. So the fact that you pinpointing yourself and
I'm not pinpointing anything. You're calling people bullies, but I was in the house with you and I confronted you the first day. You want to have shit to say. When I came in the house on the first day and I asked you about some shit you said nothing.
On
the
one, I got time.
You never asked me about you and Undertaker. I didn't even know her and Undertaker had an issue. I was speaking on stuff I seen with other
people. Oh, next.
How you making yourself be relevant?
Take a little mic.
Go ahead.
Lollipop. Who the next one? Keep going.
I want to hear. I like your little boo boo, but I want you to pop that shit. She was popping in the house about India.
Boo boo, hit the microphone.
Pop your shit.
Okay, because I guess you wanted to put the spotlight on me.
Yeah,
I don't mind it. It ain't no problem. It ain't no problem. I feel like at the end of the day, when we was at the house, it was me, Trippy Red, it was True, me, and we was all ready. Okay, we was all sitting down on the couch. India came in and said, "Hey, losers." I ain't hear her. I picked up my phone. I seen on the motherfucking phone. I ain't know she said all that shit. So in my motherfucking head, it's like, okay, then it's fair motherfucking gay. Because at the end of the day,
hey, when this is not India show. This is not. This is not doing. Listen, this is why we not. Listen, we're not doing that. No, look. She's not even here to defend herself. We're not going to do that. All right. Let's ask questions about y'all. All right. Buddy India. Let's keep it on topic, please. And by the way, y'all, India was supposed to. I don't know if y'all ever watched Flavor of Love, but I don't know if y'all know New York from Flavor of Love. That was her whole point of coming here, to intimidate y'all.
EDD, what's the point of the show?
The fuck is you talking about?
What was the point of the show? What's the point of your show?
We the same age.
We not the same age. What was the point of the show?
What you want, auntie? What you say?
I just
want
to know, what were we here for?
To find love with me. But I'm saying, it's certain things of the show, okay? This show was heavily inspired by Flavor of Love, okay? So, I took a piece segment of his show and brought India on as New York. Now, if y'all got offended, that's on y'all. You feel me? And I get it.
So, DDG. So, when she's playing the character, you're saying she's playing the character of New York.
Right? I don't want no more India questions, bro.
But I'm saying, when she's playing the character, is that really your girlfriend?
No.
So is it
that's my friend. She came here to intimidate y'all.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Come on, bro.
This is getting messy. What the fuck? Shit.
Pontiac, you just said about 100 things. What you want to say this time? Go ahead. Why you don't want Wilson to talk? Wilson, you want to say something?
I switched the papers.
Yeah!
Then she did what?
You switched the papers.
Oh, shit.
No, I just wanted to respond to the big-ass, hippo-ass, whale-ass, bitch, lollipop. Bitch, fuck is you talking about? Bitch,
Pontiac.
One of the gross sisters.
What about? What about? What about?
What about?
What about it?
All right,
I'm impressed by Pontiac, because she was quiet as fuck.
Yeah.
Now she's standing on shit. I ain't gonna lie to
that shit. So, Brown Sugar, I think everybody in the world thought you were gonna be like one of the top contenders. How did you feel about being eliminated?
Honestly, I feel like if it was left up to him, I would have been, but there was girls that took me out the game, so I can't really say anything, but.
I'm not gonna.
She said that if it was up to Gigi, then she would have still been in the show, but.
I'm not gonna lie, Lollipop, I won't let nobody talk to me. That's just me, though. Couldn't be me.
Dick, you were set up very, very bad. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure.
What? Huh?
How did you feel about Deshae manipulating you?
He is a great actor. He is a great master manipulator. At the end of the day, my mom want to whoop your ass, too.
I love mama.
Yeah.
Tell mama, come on.
Is it manipulator, or are you just gullible?
What? Okay, so I guess I was a little gullible, I will say, because I've never watched his content because I didn't respect a lot of the little clips that I did see about him in the past. So I didn't bother to waste my time watching his content. So I did get manipulated. I did get tricked out my spot. I do think I would have been, you know, in the top if I hadn't. He did say production was behind what we were gonna do. He asked me to put on my acting skills. I did. A lot of people fell for it. And it is what it is. It's all right. I got tricked out of my position. It's not going to happen again. Period.
Okay. Dick, I got a question, though. Do you feel like you held enough accountability because you did pour the water on the nigga's head?
Of course I did, and I would do it a fucking again.
Okay, then. Say that then. Say that then. Oh, God, I'm not taking that. Not taking that.
So, sweetie, it was a clip that went viral, I want to say, about 2-3 days ago. They had concerns because they said you didn't blink the whole entire time. How do you feel about that?
She still haven't blinked.
I mean, I think it's funny. You know, I'd rather have that than maybe a homie hopper or a boring ass bitch like Tricky Ray over there.
Oh,
my God. Hey, Swiggy should have been at the fucking mic.
Bitch, yep.
He should have been at Swiggy the fucking mic.
What the fuck?
You heard it. You heard it. Yep. You bitch. Yes.
What's the problem here? Go ahead.
You said no, homie hopper?
Bitch, this bitch been looking like a serial killer the whole time. I'm going to tell you, bitch. And I'm going to tell you, bitch. And I'm going to tell you, bitch. So be scared. So be scared.
The whole time. Bitch, the first
GTA.
Bitch, you've been ready to go since the first motherfucking day. I stood in that motherfucking 10 toes. 10 toes and didn't go nowhere. Bitch, you was crying, ready to go.
I didn't cry, bitch.
You was ready to pick your own fucking Uber like a loser. Bitch, you sound stupid. Like, stop.
All right.
You sound stupid as fuck.
Now we heard of you. Now we heard of you.
I wasn't dazing out looking like a serial killer the whole show, though. I wasn't looking like Jeffrey Dahmer the whole show, bitch. I know that shit.
Shut up. You're irrelevant.
No, bitch, you're irrelevant, bitch.
You want my ass red. Shut the fuck up. You're ugly. Shut up.
You sound stupid as fuck. At least my clips wasn't looking like Jeffrey Dahmer the whole show.
Oh, shit, she better throw that goddamn mic. You ain't got accuracy like that, sweetie. Come on.
Bitch, you're fucking miles away.
That's a far throw.
Sound stupid, bitch. At least send a hit out on me.
All right, got the mic, Deshae. Got the mic, Deshae.
I'm not gonna lie. The way sweetie ran up, that was low-key turning me on. I'm not gonna care.
I ain't gonna lie. That's...
Them is being a little feisty.
Nigga, she had that goddamn mic back here.
Like a chocolate.
Yeah.
Yo, so Bronx.
Like a chocolate.
Bronx, look like you got something you want to say. Is that right? You ain't got nothing to say?
I ain't got nothing to say.
We can talk about this in the back.
She throw the shoe?
She just threw the chocolate.
She threw a shoe? Okay, she got one shoe. What do we do now? That was a fast throw. I didn't even see that much. And it, like, I didn't see
I'm not even finna play with a serial killer, bitch. You don't blink in like 5 minutes.
GTA, GTA.
Man,
fuck GTA, real life.
No. If you don't blink,
cause you don't got bitch. Listen, y'all. Ladies.
GTA.
Okay, we're gonna calm it down a little bit. Listen. Oh, calm down.
All right, listen.
That's probably a sensitive spot.
Listen. We have paid attention to the comments. We paid attention to the chat, TikTok. And for the final people, they had you, Coco, winning everything. How did you feel on being eliminated?
At the end of the day, I'm very grateful for this opportunity. It was a great experience, an experience of a lifetime, honestly. And I just feel like I'm grateful. So I'm sure he made the right decision. I'm happy for Agent. Congratulations.
I love that. W Coco.
Listen, since Deshae being messy, I am. So we got LaBooBoo over there, right? LaBooBoo has been in the G League house since the first. She even put in the motherfucking Airbnb code to get in the door. She didn't get a chance. So LaBooBoo, we heard that you've been scissoring with about two girls already.
Whoa.
Yeah, boo, you suck your shit.
Hell no. I'm going to keep it 100 because I got a whole kid. Don't say that shit again, small fry. I wish I had was here. But all those stupid ass, dumb ass, weird ass bitch made that motherfucking shit up. I wanted to knock the shit out that girl because it's like, bitch, I really do this for a living. You brought your black ass up here talking all that motherfucking shit, bitch. Where you at? Now, not doing shit. I probably won't see her ass again, but fuck you.
Fuck it. Listen to both on the same flight.
Fuck it. Small fry left.
Listen to Atlanta too.
Nah, small fry went home, man. Cool, man. Hey, what it is?
Foxy. Hold on. Go ahead.
Foxy, I haven't seen you down this down since the beginning of the show. You've been full of life, full of energy. It seemed like you're very disappointed.
I'm not disappointed. I'm actually happy for Agent. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I'm grateful to God because I flew out to New York, to Atlanta for the auditions, and to make it to the Final Four, very blessed.
W-Foxy.
W-Agent.
Let's make some noise for Lil Agent in the crowd, man. Make some noise.
Thank you.
Hit him with that spread one time, Lil Agent. Hit him with that spread one time.
Spread it out.
You know what?
Oh, Cinnabon.
That's an easy lit. Hey, we got to be out of here at a certain time.
Oh, she want to say something.
Make it quick.
So I know everybody think I'm a bully or whatever, and I'm far from that. I just want to, you know, the opportunity to show my lover girl side that I didn't get a chance to do. I grew up in foster care. I grew up abused as a kid. So, yeah, some of my emotions are rash. And, you know, I just want to take the time to thank DDG for allowing me on his show. I really appreciate you so much for that. And I also want to take the time to tell Skytop I'm truly sorry for anything that I have said to you. You can give me a hug. You can give me a hug.
Hug it out.
Oh, you're a beautiful girl. And I believe in you. And I hate that we had issues coming in here. And I want to be the bigger person and really apologize to you. I wish you nothing but the best.
Come on, Cinnabon. I love that. Oh, my God. What a positive note. We got to stop the reunion after that, man.
John.
Hey, let me hear some music. Give me Pink Dreads or something.
It's a yes for me, dog.
No. Give me I'm geeking first. I'm on a whole other level. I'm geeking. You fucking with me, but you're tweaking. Ready for war. I just need me a reason. Yeah, buggers and regular season. Honestly, wondering when I'm gonna lose it. Come get your wife and she with it, she choosing. They may be driving this up, I'll be cruising. I get the game in my motherfucking pocket. All this rapping and shit just an option. I'm really cooking and stupidly crocking. I'm finna take off and rap like a rocket. Hop on a yacht in Miami and surf. We had a bitch and they drinking and twerking. No post a story, my shorty be lurking. Kiss out the ground for no bitch, it ain't worth it. Ooh, line for the week of the fashion. Dick to the dress and I drip with a passion. No nigga knowing that nigga, this ass. Look at the diamonds. They hitting niggas. I'm from the trenches, I learn how to hustle. I get the cabbage, the lettuce, the Brussels.
Hold on, a whole nother level. I'm geeking. Fuck it, let's keep going in.
Let's go, everybody. Where am I sitting? I'll be tripping. I'll be on one. 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 I'll
be on one. I'll be on one.
I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll
be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one.
I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on
one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one.
I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on
one.
I'll be on
one.
I'll be
on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on
one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on
one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on
one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll be on one. I'll
throw away. I ain't never been a protege. That hurts my gunshots, but I drove away. Boom, 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 boom. Fuck, it's not a bankroll. That bitch like skin, she's a crazy. Two-turn, gotta lay low. Shut the head, get dumb, but she ain't cold. Turned up in the hole. Say, what you supposed to be, but I'm wrong. Say, I can't keep a bitch, but I ain't sleeping alone. I ain't even a bitch, she don't pick it with my phone. I ain't worried about shit, I ain't worried about shit. What? I ain't just a fake shit, but I don't care about you. Ain't know you ain't shit, but I don't care about you. All my way to this country, I don't care about you. I don't give a fuck if niggas hate it, we gon' win. Niggas out of line, but I'm fucking here again. 2025, DG, don't get revenge. Call my name is 5, I'ma have a name is 10. I be fucking on the bank roll. That bitch like skin, she was like gold. Two turn, gotta lay low. Shut the head, gang dumb, but she ain't slow. Tracked up and I'm on one.
What you tell what you say? What?
I ain't even picking shit, I'm thinking about my phone,
though. Make some motherfucking noise.
Football season one has concluded. Appreciate everybody watching. I thank y'all so much. Ladies, y'all can make it our way that way. Please, please, and thank you. W's in the chat. W's in the chat. Thank you all so much. Man, I appreciate y'all so much.
Don't forget to grab your merch.
I'll see y'all boys in a little bit, all right?
Don't forget to grab your merch.
Yeah.
DJ.
Yeah.
We can
talk to
players. Don't touch down the layers.
Yo.
We need to stay up. We need to get way up.
Damn.
We can see the room. We can win chips. We're about to ask you win them. We're like a hunter zealot.
Damn.
Damn.
Once again, we appreciate you guys. Don't forget to grab merch on the way out. Thank you guys.
I'm too old, I'm with that bitch. She left me alone, but I miss that bitch. She text right now like,
we ballin'.